Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 14th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades yesterday. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford and Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 6 advanced, 4 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-share market registered a volume of 73,704 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $752,815.77. Grace Kennedy Limited was the volume leader, with 21,000 shares changing hands for a value of $72,480, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited, with a volume of 17,058 shares being traded for $183,373.50. Trinidad Cement Limited contributed 11,000 shares with a value of $20,900, while JMMB Group Limited added 10,000 shares valued at $22,000. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 50 cents to end the day at $125.50. Conversely, First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 20 cents to close at $41.65. Clayco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 193,955 shares, valued at $4,676,342.98. Clayco Investment Fund advanced by 6 cents to end at $24.11. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.85. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $7.15. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, in Wednesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 251.66 points to close at 504,463.58. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 277.74 points to close at 554,060.77. The JSE Select Index advanced by 33.30 points to close at 13,113.17. The JSE Cross-Listed Index closed at 95.12. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 0.44 points to close at 137.14. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.61 points to close at 97.25. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 33 stocks, of which 11 advanced, 16 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 20,447,665 units, valued at over $53,408,633.26. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader, with 10,653,332 units, followed by Wigton Windform Limited Ordinary Shares, with 5,417,447 units, and Radio Jamaica Limited, with 1,608,843 units. There were no trades on the Barbados Stock Exchange yesterday. Today's financial tip. When does the depository send out account statements? The Eastern Caribbean Central Securities Depository sends out account statements annually. The statements are sent out with an account position as at December 31st each year. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.